In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Eric's.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo. D-Lo, we your number one spot.
What's good,
spy.
Baby? We in the hey. One time for the good times. Come on now. We welcome you in here to the Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
September 3rd edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
All the way live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Y'all know what it is, baby. We in here. The worst slums of Sacramento indeed. Anybody have a good weekend? Go a couple of days off? Better than that, brothers.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Look, hey, look, man. Look, man. Look. Chill out for a second, man. Yeah, I had a good weekend. We're gonna get into the weekend. Go ahead, man. Give me that stringer bell, man.
Now I want you to put the word out there.
Yeah.
That we back up.
Back up.
Understand me? We back up.
Back up. Damn it, we're back up. People was talking crazy. Brandon Ayuk ain't there. Trent Williams ain't there. People was talking crazy. But you know what? Boy, oh boy. The Niners did the impossible. Directly, indirectly, whatever the case may be, Niners did the impossible. I'm not playing with y'all right now.
I'm just going to go ahead and get the ball.
You understand me?
No, I got it. You go ahead.
I'm not playing with y'all in the chat right now. Because it's that time. It's Jets week. All right? And it's time for the Niners to get back. To get back to business. You know, this is a true story. Last year, after, who was it, Miko Hardman? I don't even know who it was. We caught that ball, ran into the end zone. I walked out of the house. It was cold. It was dark. I walked down the street. I walked around the block. I just walked. I didn't say much of anything. And then I got to one point, and I said, you know, why I even do this? Why do I need to be a quote-unquote fan of a team, follow a team, you know, all this stuff? Why do I need to do this? I'm frustrated. My heart is broken right now. My team just lost. Why do I need to do this? Contemplated it all. And I said, you know what? There ain't really too much the Niners could do that could get me hyped up during the season, man, because it's all about the Super Bowl, man. Would you say the banana in the tailpipe? I ain't falling for the banana in the tailpipe again, man. I'm just going to be chilling. I'm going to just watch the game. I'm going to support. And then, you know, Ayuk had his situation. And Trent Williams had his situation. And all the little Ramses of the world wanted to run their mouth. All the little John Pauls of the world. Happy belated birthday to John Pauls. All the little John Pauls of the world wanted to run their mouth. All the Drew Downs. All the Rob Dubs. They wanted to run their mouth about the Niners and all this other stuff, man. And I was like, all right. And then we got Ayuk last week. And I was like, all right. Yeah, I'm hyped up. All right, I'm feeling good. I'm ready to get back to business. But damn, man, Trent still ain't there. I don't even know what that's going to look like. And then I woke up this morning. Seventy-one is back. And I'm telling you right now, it's over for you hoes. It's over. We got 1 year left with this group right here. 1 year left with this group right here. It's going down this year. It's going down. You know, the Giants got 3 championships. You see one right here. I'm wearing it for people watching on ESPN 1320 YouTube. You know, check us out. Giants got 3 World Series in the last 15 years or whatever the case may be. Ain't nothing coming with Farhan anywhere. But that's neither here nor there. But you know what? It's like, damn, I'm not taking none of the World Series back. But I wish I could have 2002. I wish I could have Barry Lamar Bonds, a.k.a. the straw that stirs the drink. Shout out Stanley. I wish I could get a World Series with him. That's the feeling with a Debo, with a Kittle, with a Trent Williams. Will the Niners win a Super Bowl? Sure, at some point. Will Kyle Shanahan win a Super Bowl? Sure, at some point. But I need it with these guys. I need it with these guys. I need it with my dogs, man. I need it with my dogs. Shout out Debo. Shout out Trent. Shout out George Kittle. And you know what? Going down this year, baby. Y'all thought it was... No. Y'all thought it was something else. It ain't that. Trent Williams is back. We back. We back up. And we ain't playing with y'all. And that's all I got to say.
That's it, huh? Well, welcome to the show. Appreciate you for being here. I'm sorry, was there more?
No, I'm charged up, man. I'm ready to go, man. 71 back, man. 71 back. Let's go. Let's go.
Trent.
Let's go, God damn it. Trent. Playing with y'all. You know what I mean? We back up. Y'all thought it was going to be an easy road this year. Y'all, oh, man, Niners out the way. The Niners out the way. We got the, oh, the Lions. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, the Packers, Jordan Love. Oh, Jordan Love. Jordan Love threw 2 picks. He didn't do nothing in that playoff game. I'm sick of hearing about that. About to cook them boys. We're about to cook them boys if we ever see them. You know what I mean?
Trent Williams is, in fact, back in the Bay Area. He's doing some drills on the side as his deal is not final, but his brother posted some stories on Instagram that indicated it was really, really close to being done. Of course, his agency followed with a note that Trent Williams was indeed on his way back to San Francisco with the idea of a finalized deal with the San Francisco 49ers happening at some point today. They did have a morning practice today, which is why you see the videos of Trent working out on the side. It's why you see Brandon Ayuk and Christian McCaffrey in pads together for the first time at practice. And while I'm not going to go on a 7-minute tirade about the San Francisco 49ers.
No, let it be known.
I will say this is the last piece that they needed, and for my money, it was the most important piece that was needed. I've maintained, I think, Trent Williams is the most important piece to the San Francisco 49ers offense functioning the way that it does, and having him back here to protect Brock Purdy for another season with Brandon Ayuk and hopefully a healthy Christian McCaffrey, I think the San Francisco 49ers are in great shape. Talked about it with Kyle Madsen a few minutes ago. I'm a little worried about week one. Not so much winning or losing. A little worried about those two guys getting acclimated, a little less Trent Williams, a little more than Brandon Ayuk. But as I told Kyle and James, and I've said repeatedly on this show, the Jets are going to have to make me respect them. The little talking points don't work for me. I don't buy this team. I don't buy this quarterback. And I'm really about this close to not buying that coach.
Mm.
So they need to show me something a lot more than the San Francisco 49ers need to show me something. So having Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and Brandon Ayuk all back is a good look for your 49ers. I guess he used all his words for the day. So
I think the Jets are a good team.
I do not.
I think a little higher of them than you do. I think they're a playoff team. I think they got one of the best defenses in football. We about to smack the Jets on Monday. We about to smack them. You understand that?
Is that different than smashing them?
Beat the brakes off them boys. That's what we about to do next Monday. You understand me? You understand me?
D'Lo and Casey does not endorse violence.
I have to beat the brakes off them boys on Monday Night Football. I told you what was going to happen last year, week one against the Steelers. I understand people had cautious. They were cautious because Mike Tomlin and the Steelers and all this other stuff. And I came in and I said, this is going to be a 3-score game. It was 3.5, I think. Going to beat the brakes off them boys on Monday. We ain't playing with y'all no more.
Who was okay?
Trent's back. Let's go.
Are you going to be like this for the next 6 days?
Maybe.
Because we have to spend a lot of time together each day, and I just don't know that I'm. If I have to mentally prepare for this, just say so.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay. Is it going to be worse Monday at Sky River Casino?
Probably.
Okay. Do you want to do that show by yourself?
I mean, it's
me.
It's what
me,
I don't know. I might need to go off on the kickoff team. I don't know. I might not even be there. They might need me on the kickoff team.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
Can you imagine Kenny on the kickoff team for the 49ers?
On the kickoff team.
I don't think that they will. I don't think that they will. I could head over to the humidor with the 209ers, and you just hit me when you need me. I mean, then we get it done.
Maybe we'll let Kenny run the board, too.
We're going to rot. You know what I mean? It's going to be – we're going to smack the Jets. We're going to smack the Jets up.
You know, like 3 months ago, you weren't feeling this way.
I know.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm – all right.
But
you acknowledge
things
it,
have changed. What? Yesterday's mood is not today's mood.
What – specifically, what caused the change?
It's just time. You're feeling vibes. Oh. You're feeling the vibes.
So the vibes are different.
Vibes are different. Vibes. The vibes now are that of, let's do this one more time. This is here. Now, mind you, I'm not saying with this group, this is, 2-3 years or whatever. The group's going to change a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This group, they're like, let's go do this. Let's get to work. We're the 49ers. We are the creme de la creme in the NFC. We are up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There with the creme de la creme in the NFL. Let's go get our championship. Let's go get our championship.
Okay. Well,
let's go get our championship, D-Lo. Let's go get our Super Bowl championship. This is not going to be nice. This is not going to be lovey-dovey all year long.
It's going to be a long week, and I think it might be a long season. But we here. The countdown to start the NFL season has begun. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the very active weekend that members of the San Francisco 49ers had. Trista Crick will be with us at 2 o'clock. Jason Jones will be with us in the final hour of the show. We are happy that you are here with us right now. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Hey, big thanks to MapTraining and MapTrition.com. Posted a video over the weekend showing a little bit of my workout routine, but more specifically my recovery routine. And obviously, MapTrition is a big part of that. You can check out some of their supplements. You can check out all of their supplements over at MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 at checkout. That'll get you 10% and then some off your order. You get the strength enhancers that I take, the fat burners that I take, and the cravings crushers that I take. I also got my all-day BCAAs in the refrigerator. I'll break that open later. And then those sleep joints to help me kind of settle in during the evening, especially with football season here. It's going to be a lot tougher when you get these high-energy games rolling until, you know, 10 o'clock or whatever it is, and your brain starts rolling. You want to get some of the show done. You need something to settle you down, and those sleep enhancers go a really, really long way. So head over to MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 at checkout, and you can check out that video over on my Instagram page at Damian Barling. Speaking of being in shape and good health, man, rest in peace to Fat Man Scoop. That was, I was so saddened to see that he had passed away, and significantly more devastated to see how. On stage at Connecticut, or in Connecticut, excuse me, doing what he does, trying to get the crowd hyped, and you could see him, he kind of steps back behind the turntable, and he puts his hands down, and he gets one more, y'all ready to go, and just falls out. Jeez. And I saw my man, Abs One, here in Sacramento, post something on his IG story about, you know, DJs work very unconventional hours, and a lot of times you're really ramped up and there's not a lot of places open to eat, and you're hungry and you wind up making bad decisions when it comes to food and your intake, and then that high comes down and it winds up being, you know, early in the morning, middle of the night, and you just crash and you wind up falling asleep and you fall into this pattern of really, really unhealthy habits. Fat Man Scoop was way, way too young to pass. Yeah. But a pillar in the hip hop world for decades now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we got to be at 3 and some change, I would think. And just gutted to see that he passed away this weekend.
Yeah, that was terrible, man. That was terrible to see. And then, like you said, seeing the video.
I thought the video was fake. Yeah. I didn't think the video was real. I was like, what is this? Why do people do this? And I was like, oh, wait a minute. This man died on camera.
Yeah, that was tough to watch, man. And, you know, I know he brought so much to hip hop, so much like joy, you know, with mm-hmm. what he did, you know, and he was doing that till, you know, his last moments, just bringing joy, just bringing positive energy, man. And, he's somebody that the culture of hip hop, and music in general, we're forever grateful for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So rest in peace, Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah. And not to stay ultra dark here, the point in all of that was take care of yourself. If if working out at 5 a.m. isn't for you, that's fine. Find ways to eat better. Find ways to get into a better pattern of sleep as best you can. Find ways to limit your alcohol. Just find ways so people aren't talking about you like, man, he was too young to go that way. And another, man, it's crazy to think we could be having a very similar conversation about Ricky Pearsall. I was talking with the insiders a minute ago. I do not find the dialogue around this first-round draft pick funny or charming. And Tim Ryan talking about, hey, street cred has really gone up. Come on, man. Buddy, this is... You have a very gross disconnect with the reality of the situation that faces the city of San Francisco, that faces crime in these streets, and that Ricky Pearsall and his entire family face this weekend. If that's what people are saying in the locker room, fine. If y'all want to play mini men when he walks in, that's fine. You do not take that stuff to the airwaves, because that is, like I said, that is just a gross disconnect with the reality of the streets. And that man was shot in the chest.
Come on, man. Went through his chest, exited through his back.
We talked about this last night. The amount of things that had to go right for Ricky to get shot in the chest and it exit through his back the way that it did is stunning. Mm. It hit, according to, I believe, his mother, nothing. Mm-hmm. That is stunning. And to play it off as if it's something else is crazy. This very, very realistically could have been tragic.
Absolutely.
Thank God it wasn't.
I mean, I was disgusted by his street cred went up,
mm-hmm.
all this other stuff. I mean, as opposed to you know, this notion that a lot of stuff when you use the term street cred is just like way off. You know, way, way off. And it's been, that term has been, I don't know if hijacked or co-opted is the right word or whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, by people that don't understand what they're saying and don't understand what they're implying by saying that. But the thought that...
It's probably being implied by people who don't actually know what street cred is.
100%. The thought that getting shot is going to make you cooler or more respected,
mm-hmm.
Is just so far removed from reality. I know somebody very close to me that's been shot and made it through and all this other stuff, and that's nothing to play with. That's nothing to, like, oh, man, now you're, you know, now you're verified and all this other. Nah, man, it's still, to this day, something that, when I think about it, scares the living daylights out of me. And that term, that was, like I said, it disgusted me to see that, and to see that be the notion or whatever. There was nothing about what happened on Saturday that is anything to joke about or anything to make light of or anything to talk about flippantly.
Yeah,
that was tragic in itself. You know, he made it. It was tragic.
Absolutely.
It was disgusting in a lot of ways. And yeah, that's a word I just keep coming back to for not only the words that Tim Ryan used, but just the situation. I was just disgusted that something like that, you know, took place.
A 17-year-old too. Over a Rolex.
Oh, man. I mean, it's just this the you know, and it's in our society just in general, man, just our, the lack of respect and the lack of regard for life
mm-hmm.
and for others' well-being. That's what disgusts me. I can't believe that, you know, you see something that somebody has, or a piece of jewelry, or some money or something like that, and, you know, just would value somebody that little, that you'd be willing to do harm to them, that you'd be willing to kill them over materialistic things. And yeah, that was disgusting.
From a football standpoint, Ricky Pearsall will miss. He's been placed on the I think it's called non-football related injury, IR. So he's out a minimum of 4 weeks, which, again, in the grand scheme of things, it's whatever. Talking about him as a football player, I just feel for the first few months of his NFL career, it hasn't gone well. You've had Brandon Ayuk, you know, even though he was holding in, he wasn't practicing, right? He wasn't a part of anything, but a shoulder injury kind of kept you out of maximizing Brandon Ayuk's time away. And he just got back on the practice field, and you felt like, okay, now he's gonna have some time to hit his stride. He's probably not going to be asked to do a lot. And then he just gets into the most insanely unfortunate and awful situations possible that's going to take him out. You know, thankfully, this is all that's taken him out, a minimum of another 4 weeks. Yeah. And I don't really know what the protocol is for something like this. I don't remember the last time an NFL player got shot in the chest and was just, that's back in 4 weeks.
Yeah, Jesse, maybe you go. What's,
I think it was Brian Robinson, though.
Yeah,
on the Commanders.
Commanders, yeah. And his happened
that's
during
right.
the offseason.
That's right?
Right.
Yeah.
I thought his happened during the offseason. So it wasn't like in the middle of training camp and then he came back into the season. But I think he was there. This has no bearing on the timetable of Persaw, but he was back week one, right?
Yeah, he was there really too. I think it was like the first couple of weeks of the season he was back.
When did Paul Pierce get stabbed?
That was offseason, I think.
Because
he played all 82 games. That was okay. The thing, yeah.
Okay. That's and don't like that is traumatic for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I can only imagine.
I remember seeing Paul Pierce at an All-Star game in New Orleans. So this wasn't terribly long. I mean, it was after. Mm-hmm. But he rolled with 8 people, mm-hmm. which he did not do before.
Mm-hmm.
He rolled with a lot like that incident changed the way he moved forever.
Yeah.
Brian Robinson came back week 5, actually, too, by the way.
So he was probably on that
similar
pup list and couldn't come back till week 5. So.
Mm. I'm glad the brother's okay. I hope he can heal up and get going on the football field here sooner rather than later.
The one thing that Tim Ryan did say that I did like to hear was he said he saw him in the weight room.
Right.
You know, and, you know, he was in there, and I don't know what he was doing in the weight room, whether he was just standing around or doing work, but the fact that he's out of the hospital, no surgery was required, that's crazy. I don't know how that happened.
It went through. But again, the amount of surgery, things but that had to go right for him to be in this position right now,
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a good sign. I mean, I'm not even thinking about football player, but just that he felt good enough to be out of his house or, you know, go to the facility and be around. This happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just, like you mentioned it as well, I just feel real bad for the young man because he's had a tough start.
And he missed all the parties. I'm really confused by a lot of different things as we transition here because I think Nick Wagner just tweeted FaceTimed with his guys at the party. There was a party at Brock Purdy's house?
I thought it was Kyle Shanahan's house.
So that's what I thought,
well,
too.
They had the O-lineman and everything had a get together at Purdy's house, I think.
So what was Rick Ross was around, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And why was Kyle dressed like that?
There wasn't that like a...
it was a 1920s theme, according to our insider, Kyle Madsen.
Oh, thank God. I really thought Kyle was just like, I'm going to turn up tonight,
yeah,
and
I thought,
this
like,
is
oh,
what I'm wearing.
Oh, I'm cool, Kyle, today.
Like, oh, how did no one talk him out of this? This is a tough look. When I saw the picture with Kittle, I thought, okay, there's a white theme here, but because Kittle had the white suit on with the Travis Lowe's, he had the Travis Mokas on. Well, no, Jesse said it was a 1920s
theme. Saying you thought it was a white party.
Well, there was obviously a theme of, there was a white theme to it.
Yeah.
I was just, Kyle, like, he had the hair slicked back, and I was just like, oh, and that's not the first picture I saw. The first picture I saw was with Rick Ross.
Right.
And I just thought, did Kyle step out and think, this is what I wear when I step out?
It was in the office, right? It was Date Mike, right? Michael Scott at Dave and
Nice
Buster's.
To meet me.
Yeah.
Date Mike, nice to meet me.
Hey, man, Kyle, he living his life, man, just trying to win his
By the
Super
way,
Bowl so people will leave him alone.
Before we leave that, I got a magnificent text about 3 days ago. The text read, do black people watch The Office? That's the shoot. I got a text that asked if black people watch The Office.
Oh, well, I mean,
my partner doesn't, but
I had watched it, but I know black people watch The Office.
Well, I know. I answered. I just thought that was an amazing text. Okay, thank God that it was a 1920s party. That makes me feel better about what Kyle was wearing.
Yeah.
So there were two separate events then. The Brock Purdy one
Brock Purdy was like
there was a push notification with the Brock Purdy party. Mm-hmm. And then I knew Kyle Shanahan had had a gathering too. And then I think it was Nick Wagner had tweeted a couple minutes ago that Ricky Pearsall was FaceTiming with his teammates from the hospital.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know Debo was the first tweet I saw of somebody that said they had spoken to him or at least like heard more details about how he was doing. You know, his tweet was, you know, thank God he's okay or whatever the case may be. Actually, it was my guy Sean P. I meant to hit him back, but he like texted me the link from somebody on Twitter. It was like a random on Twitter talking about, yeah, I heard Ricky Purcell, I got shot. Da, 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 da. And I was like, I'm just gonna like not even look at this. I gotta get ready for some other stuff. Ricky Pearsall getting shot. What? Saturday at 4:00 I'm getting this information. What? And I couldn't believe that it happened. You know, and I mean, hey, these things happen throughout all walks of life, but you don't typically see that too often with athletes. Broad daylight, city like San Francisco.
Yeah. That's another conversation.
Yeah.
With all of that, that was a terribly dark way to transition out of your fired up Stringer Bell rant to start. But obviously going too far into this show without one mentioning Fat Man Scoop and two without mentioning what happened to Ricky Pearsall, wasn't going to be the move. That's part of the story of the San Francisco 49ers. Again, he's okay. He is at the facility. Trent Williams is at the facility. No deal has been signed yet. We're waiting for that announcement. We're waiting to see what it is. By all accounts, it's just a restructured deal. I wonder if it's one of the deals that we've been speculating on throughout the last handful of weeks. But as soon as we have it, we'll pass it along. I assume it gets done today.
Yeah.
You want to get him out there and practice as soon as possible. Like practice as soon as possible.
You think he plays Monday?
Absolutely.
Think so too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you think that like Saturday? Like you thought he was going to play regardless of when he signed? I thought maybe he might not play.
I wouldn't go as far as to say regardless of when he signed. There is kind of a point where someone else is taking the reps. There's a point where you have to game plan. Trent Williams is a lineman. You game plan around both the defense and the offense. Right. The opposing defense and the offense. You game plan around Trent Williams. Trent Williams is not there. There's probably concessions you have to make, unless you got a backup that you're really really confident in that situation. I'm not confident they do, at least in that regard. Like you probably game plan for that. So they're. If I were to guess, there probably was a point of no return. I don't know if that's Friday or Saturday with the game on Monday. But Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday, I probably would have leaned on, I think Trent Williams will play.
When he hadn't signed Friday, my thought was, ah, man, even if he signs on Monday or Tuesday, like, I don't know. It feels like he might be out for a week or two. You know, we had those conversations with Kyle and everything. But after he signed or reported to camp, I was like, yeah, I think he's going to be in there on Monday. Like, I think he's going to play on Monday. Mm-hmm. And you throw him out there, it's Trent Williams. Understand everybody's concern about injury and all this other stuff. It's very, very real. Hasn't had any reps in training camp or in preseason and none of that. But sometimes, and this isn't fair, but sometimes you feel like people like Trent Williams are Superman, and they can he could get no practices in damn near outside of, you know, physically he'd be fine. Like, the game plan would be a little different, but mm-hmm. he's one of those guys that you feel can just step on the field yep. and do whatever. And, you know, I was watching some over the weekend. It's like Deion playing baseball and football. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, everybody else, like, you might need to get some reps doing one or the other and stay focused. Deion could catch a helicopter and go play in the World Series mm-hmm. after playing football. And Trent Williams feels like one of those guys where he's just special like that.
Wholeheartedly agree. Ask me if I think Hassan Reddick's going to play Monday.
Do you think
I don't think Hassan Reddick's going to play ever.
Hassan Reddick, have they even spoke to each other?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm sure getting the opinion that they haven't.
They have not. Jets and Hassan Reddick, no, it's still not happening.
Wow. That dude is, yeah.
Wow.
That dude ain't playing Monday, Sunday, Thursday. Saturday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Saturday.
Hey, what do you guys say we trade for this one guy looking for a contract and then not give him the contract he's looking for?
Well, per the CBA.
That's still crazy. That is crazy.
Per the CBA is tough.
That's crazy. This whole situation is crazy. What he makes is actually kind of crazy, too. He makes like $4 million or something.
So that's why he's not playing.
Yeah. He made like $4 million. One of the premier pass rushers in the game making $4 million.
And per CBA line, right out the gate, too. Imagine someone coming in here. Hey, can we? Well, per Stacey Kaufman, no. It's written there clearly.
Who you think bleaks first in that situation?
Oh, Jesus.
I think he'll be back when he needs to be back.
He has to accrue
season.
The year. Yeah. Yeah, he has to accrue the year.
I think it's one of those. He has no like ties to the Jets in any way at all.
I hope Hassan reports and feels back spasms.
Well, my back hurts.
Or mental anguish.
Spinal.
Speaking, did you see Sean Cunningham? Sean got a one-on-one with Mike Tyson.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. Man, come on,
Sean.
Man.
Sean's had a year.
Dude, Sean.
Sean's had a year.
Sean's the one, man. That's crazy.
I just hope we can hold on to him here in Sacramento.
Also, there is no way that I got to ask Sean Cunningham. There's no way that was easy. Like I told you, I would love to talk to Mike Tyson, but I'm fearful of talking to Mike Tyson because of that interview with Kevin Hart. Like you could almost see the beads of sweat going down Kevin Hart's face when he was trying to like get Mike to like open up a little bit. And Mike, like the interview looked great.
You talk about how like when we do interviews and all this other stuff, like I'm good at just finding something to get the person to open up a little bit and have a casual conversation. I'd be nervous about that one.
Oh yeah.
Some of the stuff I'd bring up. I wouldn't even bring up nothing crazy, but I just wouldn't know. Like, is this something acceptable or
Mike, point to Bolivian on this map right here.
No. Imagine the moment like you know, like, oh no, I just messed up, and Mike realizing that you're just in that moment.
So Mike, hey Mike, I'm just glad we got you from Bolivian. What'd you say? You know, normally I punch people in the face when they say that. And then that's it. No Mike, joking, no laughing, nothing.
Mike legitimately has to be one of the most like real life terrifying people. Because doesn't it feel like Mike could snap any second?
Well, he acknowledges it. He says it like yes. Maybe like, that's I try to snap. So I try to maintain myself and all that. Now
what he said this is, I mean, it's not funny, but it's good. What he said at the press conference, he says, "I'm on drugs to keep me from killing you guys."
Literally, yes.
Mm.
What?
Like, he acknowledges, like, there is that switch.
Hey, the funniest part of what he had. What was the little dude's name?
Oh, Hezbollah.
I thought he was a kid.
Picking up an 18-year-old man. And
thought he was
an adult.
A kid.
Pinching his cheeks and all that.
That's wild. He's got to tell a story that he got tickled by Mike Tyson. That's crazy.
There's our show title right there.
Absolutely crazy. Zabo says, "Hey, Casey, when you're nervous, just burst out the impressions."
Well, look, I think Mike Tyson would have been a great linebacker with the Dallas Cowboys.
We'll of course. We'll come back.
Just want to win a Super Bowl. It's so bad.
I dumped it for reals, bro. They don't even know.
It's not just Trent Williams that's back at practice. You'll never guess who else is, too. We'll talk about it. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Oh, y'all thought because Labor Day was over that the Labor Day sales event at Matthews Mattress is done?
No, sir.
Nah, man, it's most definitely not. If for some reason you lagged this weekend, if for some reason you was worried about the grill and not worried about what you was sleeping on.
Well, you was tripping.
Well, as Magic Johnson once said, that's all right. That's all right. You still got a couple of days to head over to Matthews Mattress, whatever location around you. There's 10 of them. You can go to MatthewsMattress.com right now. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you. Everything is still going on. Every single Labor Day sale is still going on. The 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required, that is still happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All you got to do is walk in, say, "Hey, I'm from the Chatty House, and I need some help."
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe not. Don't do it exactly like that. But they'll welcome you, maybe with champagne and a red carpet. Maybe not. Maybe they'll throw flower petals. That might just be for KC. Maybe they'll throw rose petals at your feet.
For you guys, not for me.
They'll show you around. They'll get you set up right. You know, the Beautyrest Black is my favorite. Get the adjustable base. Keep it moving. The sale continues.
There you go, man. And my favorite, because I like things when I
now
get them, you know, when I want them. So you could buy by 5, you sleep by 9. They got the free same-day delivery and free removal of your old set. So they take care of you over there at Matthews Mattress, man, for sure.
Again, the sale is still happening, so head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. Trent Williams back at practice today, though I don't think he's actually practicing. I think he's getting some work in. Obviously, he's around the team. He's around the coaches. The deal, at least according to his agency, his new deal is nearing the point of being finalized, and hopefully that's something we can pass on to you before today's show ends. But just as importantly, Christian McCaffrey is back at practice. And I'm going to be monitoring that pretty closely.
CMC, man. I'm hoping he's healed. I hope everything is good. Somebody, dang, man, I can't remember. Felt like somebody last year had a calf issue. And
For the 49ers?
Yeah, I can't remember. Maybe I'm making it up as well. But felt like somebody had a calf issue. And you know, it was about 3-4 weeks before we stopped hearing about it on the injury report and all this other stuff. So this happened with Christian McCaffrey, I think, what, about 4 weeks ago at this point? And, and you know, you hope that he got the treatment he needed. He got the rest that he needed.
It was at the very, very start of camp, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Went like first or second weekend. So you hope that, you know, whatever is the issue – is cleared up. Because here's the thing with the calf strains. Like, they're number one, they are the strain, quote unquote, is really like a small tear or whatever, or the strain, the varying degrees of strain is a tear, right? So there's not much you can do outside of rest and treatment. And once you did the rest and treatment, it's time to go play again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
you're worried about it. You're aware of it as well because you don't want to re-aggravate it. But not to sound like John Lynch, but at some point you got to play. You know what I mean? Because there's...
It does sound like John Lynch. That actually sounds exactly like John Lynch.
Because the recovery and treatment is... It's all been done at that point. So that's where I think we're at with CMC. I don't think they're rushing them. I don't think they, you know, are doing something where the recovery and the treatment is ongoing. And, you know, they're like, we've done 75% of it. Now it's time. I think he got the full treatment. And you see if that's good enough. And hopefully he doesn't re-aggravate anything.
Yeah, he's second in odds for Offensive Player of the Year. Jesse, do you know who first was off the top of your head? Was it CJ?
Tyreek,
okay. And Nick Bosa is fifth for Defensive Player of the Year. That was interesting to me. We talked last year, we've talked through the course of last year, how maybe it felt like Nick Bosa didn't have the best season. There's a lot of numbers to point like in the other direction. Like, well, maybe it wasn't as bad as we, for whatever reason, thought it was. And I think when you have someone, you're under a bit of a microscope. This is going to be true for Brandon Ayuk. To a certain degree, it'll probably be true for Trent Williams as well. But when you miss camp, you're under a little bit more of a microscope. And this is absolutely going to happen with Brandon Ayuk because he's not certified the same way Trent Williams is, but you watch them differently. And, you know, a less than stellar performance will if you have a performance that's like fine, you know, Brandon Ayuk was fine, it'll be looked at as bad. Yeah. Well, because he missed camp. And that happened, I think, a lot to Nick Bosa last year. My question is, Nick Bosa, injury-free, full camp, man, could he have a monster season this year?
He could. He really could. I was listening to something. What was I listening to?
It was
to?
Bill Simmons. Why do you do this every time?
This one was.
This every
actually,
time.
It might have been Simmons now I think about it. I didn't think it was. I don't know who.
I need to see your podcast feed because I'm convinced you have one podcast on your.
Well, it's D-Lo and KC.
Oh,
you know,
it's show.
It's the insiders with James Hamm.
No, it's the James Hamm and Kyle Mattson show. Because that's logical.
So it's that, it's Simmons, it's Budden, mm-hmm. and then we start the whole week over again and you listen to the new episodes.
Okay.
But I forgot who it was and who, I know who the player was. It was Max Crosby. And they were talking about Max Crosby. He's a beast. He's the truth. Da, 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 da. And he's all those things. Like, I think Max Crosby is one of the premier pass rushers in the game, and they're like, yeah, you know,
he's looking to be great again this year.
It's going around in Vegas, but it was like, yeah, man, he's the truth, whatever. Last year, dominated 14 sacks. Like, 14 sacks? It's like, didn't Nick Bosa have 10? And we were like, Bosa was... He wasn't it last year. He wasn't it. He definitely, you know, didn't step up his game from that contract. And that's just the nature of the beast for
that's
Nick
right.
Bosa. You know, 10 sacks or whatever. I think Crosby, they said the year before, had 12 or whatever. People still talking about how great he is or whatever. That's fine for Max Crosby and others. Nick Bosa has set the level to where if it's not – feels like if it's anything below 15, 16 sacks, he's got to step his game up. And that's just it's the nature of the beast. That's what it is.
15 to 16 sacks would have put him in the range of top five, top six. Mm. The sack leader last year was TJ Watt. No surprise there. The numbers, 19, which is it's a tremendous number.
Right.
But I feel like when you're talking about sack leaders, you're often venturing into the 20s.
Right.
And, you know, you got Max, would you say 14 and a half? Miles Garrett had 14, and I thought Miles Garrett was the best defensive player in the league last mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons had 14 as well. Montez Sweat had 12 and a half. Hassan Riddick had 11. So, like, those are...
And Bosa did have 10, right?
He had 10 and a half.
So, but you see how how it's talked about,
mm-hmm.
like it's on Reddit.
Yeah.
11. He's a
yeah.
beast.
Yeah.
And
Chris Jones had same number, 10.5.
Yeah. And that's what he's created.
Aiden Hutchinson had 11.5. These are all premier defensive players
right.
in the NFL.
Right. So, and I'm not even like talking crazy about anybody. I looked at Bosa like, man, he got to step his game up. Like mm-hmm. he didn't have the best season last year.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to be better. And when you look at it, I mean, he was up there with literally the top pass rushers in the game. I think could be wrong. Is Leonard Floyd on that list? Did he have 10 last year?
Yeah, he absolutely is. He had 10.5 sacks.
Yeah, so.
Did you see the comment about his injury? He was like, I'm fine. They've made way too much of this.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's like, it's fine. Like, they blew this up more than it really was. All right. Like, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah,
like, cool. That's what I want to hear. Perhaps the most amazing, just a quick glance at this, because it probably didn't fly under my radar at the time. I'm certain we discussed it. Khalil Mack had 17 sacks last year.
Didn't he have like?
I think he had all of them against the Raiders.
He had like seven or eight against the Raiders or something.
Khalil Mack had 0 sacks against the NFL and 17 against the Las Vegas Raiders. That's only a slight exaggeration over actually what happened, but 17 sacks.
For context, to like us talking about Nick Bosa, his 10.5 sacks, while it was good,
mm-hmm.
if I'm reading this right, it was good for 18th in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So you would want Correct. A guy you're, like Nick Bosa to not be 18th in the league in sacks.
Well, correct. Because the other context is what's really important, and it's the 2022 numbers,
mm-hmm.
where he had 18.5 sacks, and he was 1. Fun note, Hassan Reddick had 16, and he was 2. That poor guy, that's why he wants the money.
That was, he's the truth. But he was a problem.
But even, like, even funnier than that, just glancing at this list right now, Nick Bosa's at the top, so if, I'll give you the numbers in a minute. Well, I'll give you the numbers. Nick Bosa, 18.5. Hassan Reddick, 16. Miles Garrett, 16. Chris Jones, 15.5. That's the 2022 season. Those are the same exact players he's in company with, he being Nick Bosa, is in company with at 16, 17, and 18 the next year.
Right.
So they all kind of went to the same area in terms of rankings in the league.
Right.
But a monster year from Nick Bosa in 2022.
And you look at Bosa in his career, he had 9 sacks his rookie year, which he went crazy, defensive rookie of the year. Was out after the second game the following year, but 15.5, 18.5. And you look at 10.5, and you're like, that's below standard for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is below standard for you, Nick Bosa, from what we've seen for the majority of your career. So, like, if he gets 10.5 sacks this year, I'm not going to say, like, it was a bum season from or nothing like that, but I look for you to have more than 10.5 sacks. I look for Nick Bosa, one of the premier pass rushers in the game, to have, like I said, 15 sacks or so on the season.
I'm expecting a huge year from Nick Bosa.
Mm.
I think Nick Bosa is going to have a year closer to 2022 than to 2023. Mm.
18.5 sacks.
I think he's going to establish himself this year, because right now he's still clearly a premier defensive player in the league. I think he could use this year to establish himself as the premier defensive player in the league. Like, when you have that conversation, it is Nick Bosa year after year. It is Micah Parsons year after year. Mm-hmm. And it is Miles Garrett year after year. Those are the guys that I think we're going to be talking a lot about this year on the defensive side of the ball.
I'm with you. I think his odds are correct. You know what I mean? Based off what happened last year, he's still top 4, I think that is, right? He's fourth or
top.
Nick Bosa odds to
Oh, I think he was fifth.
Yeah, so, you know, I understand a Parsons, a Garrett, a T.J. Watt, and who's the other one I'm missing?
Micah?
I said Micah.
T.J. Watt, Miles Garrett. I don't know.
Did you get Max Crosby on there?
Ask Bill Simmons.
I didn't. I don't think Max Crosby. I didn't. I don't think his odds should be higher than Nick Bosa's, though. So I don't know. I'm with you, though. Big time season for Nick Bosa.
I was going to make a really smart-ass remark about Max Crosby, but you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to tell you you're listening to D'Lo and Casey. I'll let Jason Jones do it when he joins us at 3:15.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.